mean anything that today we live in a mental institution. Cause everything's crazy. They're doing away with borders. It's a new world, it's a new day. There is a new world order coming to your town. You better get ready. That's right. Who knows what evil lurks in the halls of Washington? Well, that would be me, Wild Bill, your host of the Samsel Report, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Oh yes, indeed. That's right. That's right. You are listening to the Samsel Report. I'm your host, Wild Bill. Yes, I just rode into town. Look out, all you bad guys out there. I'm fixing to blow the whistle on all your evil plans. First of all, to those of you who are regular listeners to the show, I apologize for being an hour late and only an hour long. Oh, yes. This will be the third show now. So I thank all you guys for sticking with old Wild Bill until we get this thing sorted out here. Okay? Alrighty. The phone line is up. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. Oh, yes. 800-313-9443. Now we're going to be looking at and talking about the Boston bombing during this hour. So if you want to call in, please do so. And we will be getting to our show when we get back from this here break that is coming up. We're going to have to go to break. But when we come back, look out. Alright? Okay, stick around.
Madison Avenue mentality. Look out. It's going to get you. Man is going to get you. It's going to get you. Oh, Madison Avenue Mentality.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Madison Avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya, man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya, oh no, gonna get ya, oh no. Madison Avenue mentality.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. And we have my friend Lisa down there in Texas on the line. You there, Lisa?
I am here.
There you are. How you doing, Lisa?
Well, not so good. Your producers have been cutting your show short, and sure is disappointing.
Well, yeah, I know. They're having rescheduling. They're going through rescheduling. And so I just happened to be the guy that got bumped until we get this thing straightened out and we have a new time slot. And hopefully, you know, maybe on a little bit earlier or what have you. I don't know what's going to happen, so.
Well, earlier would be wonderful. There's a lot of good people out there that listen to you, and cutting your show short is a terrible thing to do.
Ah, yes, I know. I know.
That's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you for calling in, Lisa. God bless you, and thank you for sticking with old Wild Bill.
God bless you. You have a good night.
God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And like I said, we're going to be talking and we're going to be looking at the Boston bombing. Okay, so 800-313-9443, call in if you will. So without any further ado, let the SAMHSA report begin. Now, I, like all of you, was shocked at the news of what transpired in Boston. Oh, yes, I was shocked, but not surprised. See, this here is another stage in the process. Knowing what we know and what's planned, my next thought was, here we go again. That's right, here we go again. Prepare to be force-fed this crap for the coming weeks ahead. They're going to drill it into the sheeple's heads. Oh, yes. They hadn't quite finished beating us over the head with Sandy Hook when all of a sudden, boom, they hit us with the Boston bombing. Oh, yes. In the old days, it was known as the 1-2 punch. That's right. We have a clip. Let's go to this here clip and see what happens.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and I want to thank you for joining us this Patriots Day, 15th day of April, 2013. Obviously, when you have a global corporate occupational government run by foreign banks that has been caught staging terror attacks all over the world, and that's declassified, and when you read about Operation Gladio, we're going to cover, where in Europe, if a left-wing or right-wing group started getting control of a country through the electoral process, who was not popular with the Bilderberg group, they would just stage terror attacks and blame it on them. So because we understand this history, we would be fools. We would be completely insane not to investigate this as a false flag terror attack. So I want to cover some of the facts of what's currently happening with the Patriots Day massacre, as they're now calling it, with the bombing of the Boston Marathon right there with the photo finish right at the end of the course. But you need to understand this. I have been warning you desperately, because it's all public in globalist white papers and different public publications, that the establishment has been saying that there will be domestic terror attacks here in the United States, and that domestic groups are going to be carrying those out. And they put out the asinine headlines that the Army plans to put down a Tea Party rebellion, and that the Tea Party is going to work with Al-Qaeda. Let me tell you who works with Al-Qaeda. It's the Central Intelligence Agency and the offshore banks. They run Al-Qaeda. They created Al-Qaeda. They use Al-Qaeda to menace the West into submission. And when you look at the level and the magnitude of the dramas and the sitcoms and all of the other productions that are out there, where the right wingers are going to stage the terror attack, the right wingers are going to carry out all these different events. For someone who is conscious and awake, it is as plain as the nose on your face that as a society, and guys, I'm getting a feed into my ear.
He's getting a feed into his ear, so we better just cut it right there. But I will continue. Okay. First, they exploit the victims for all they're worth. Meanwhile, they start piecing together the official story, start putting it together. All the while, they'll call for more security measures, more cameras, more surveillance, more cops, more stormtroopers, more drones, more armored vehicles, grow the DHS, expand the TSA, and do it quick before the official story starts falling apart. Oh, yes, just like the official Sandy Hook story was starting to fall apart. Quick, hit them with Plan B, the bomb in Boston. We can blame it on the homegrown terrorists. That's right. You know, the constitutionalists. That's right. Now, is it just me, ladies and gentlemen? Why do I automatically assume that it's a false flag situation? Well, could it be because I've seen it all before? Need I go through a list of all such occurrences in the past? What I find absolutely incredible is that the American sheeple lap it all up just like thirsty puppy dogs. That's right. That's why we're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen, because they will continue to pull off this stuff until they get disarmament of the populace and a total surveillance police state. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, you're crazy, Wild Bill. You're just a conspiracy theory. Yeah, that's right. You're one of them there conspiracy theorists, Dr. Wild Bill. Don't you care at all about the poor people who got blowed up? Don't you care about those poor kids that got shot? Well, of course I do, you stupid schmuck. But I'll tell you what. The sheeple had better take off those media blinders. That's right. And wake up. That's right. And smell the doo-doo. Before it's too late. See, one of these days, you sheeple people are going to wake up and one morning and then you're going to wonder what country you're living in. Oh, yeah, that's right. And you'll be fully deserving of it, too. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. A few days have passed now. It's a few days after. Things are starting to get rather interesting. They identified two suspects on the street cams, and one of them left the bomb on the scene. Turns out they're brothers. They're brothers, both Chechen Muslims. The next thing you know, they killed one of them in a shootout. Had a shootout, killed one of them. The other one was on the run, but they closed in on them. That's right. They ID'd them, and they've spoken to relatives. There's an uncle here in the United States and a father in Russia, both of whom claim that the two are being framed. Yeah, they're being framed. So here we go again, boys and girls. Are these two supposed to be the fall guys? Is that what they're supposed to be, the fall guys? Or what? God only knows where it all will lead. In the meantime, it's a play upon people's emotions to fill the public with fear and then take advantage of it to progress the agenda. Oh, yes, it is your classic problem, reaction, solution. Oh, yes, it's how things are done nowadays. That's right. It's how we are governed. So stick around. We got to take a break. We shall return.
Look out. It's gonna get ya. Man is gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya. Oh, no. Gonna get ya. Oh, no. That is another new mentality.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That is an avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya, man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya, oh no, gonna get ya, oh no. That is an avenue mentality.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we live in the Twilight Zone. Meanwhile, it's total lockdown on Boston. It's a federal agency blitzkrieg. It's a mainstream media three-ring circus, and they're just getting started. They'll milk it for weeks to come. The politicians will get involved and start coming out for more security, more surveillance, the drones, blah, blah, blah. I can hear them now. That's right. I can hear them now. Police state lockdown in Boston. Go to my website. That's the Samsel Report website. And check out the full story there. Officials in Boston have imposed what is being described as a total lockdown. Across the area, police cars screamed down streets and helicopters hovered overhead. Authorities urged the public to stay inside. Stay inside, keep their doors locked to anyone but a law enforcement officer. Oh, yes. Let the show of force commence. Travel in the city is now virtually impossible. The Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority suspended all activity. All schools and public buildings were closed. People were told to stay in place and not go to work. The place was just like a war zone. So, there you have it. Police state lockdown in Boston. Go to my website. Check out the full story there. Okay? All right. Did you know that a Saudi national, Abdul Al-Harbi, who authorities had detained and questioned after the Boston Marathon bombing, is being immediately deported on national security grounds. Now, does that stink or what? I mean, does that not reek? Is it just me, ladies and gentlemen? On national security grounds. On Wednesday evening, Reuters reported that President Obama held an unscheduled meeting with Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Saud Al-Faisal at the White House. The meeting was closed to the press. Oh, yes. The next thing you know, the guy is whisked away and deported. Oh, yes, just like they flew the Saudi royals out of the country right after 9/11. When all the domestic flights were grounded. Remember that? Man, oh man. I tell you what. Something stinks. Something is rotten. Oh, yes. In fact, Glenn Beck has grabbed a hold of this story. And has given Obama, get this, he has given Obama until Monday to admit that the Boston bombing was an inside job. Oh yes, those words were uttered by none other than Glenn Beck, who said, inside job. That's what he said. Or he's going to expose the conspiracy. So, do you think old Glenn Beck is finally waking up and smelling the doo-doo? Let's see what happens Monday. Here's the article. Go to my website, check out the article. There is no depth that these people will not stoop to. That's right. Glenn Beck said that. Good old Glenn Beck. You know, he's a good old boy, isn't he? Old Glenn Beck, he's a good old boy. I think the boy's waking up, though. I think he's grabbed hold of this story and he's going to run with it. That's right. He says there's no limit to how low this government will go. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Wowie zowie. He says it was an inside job. So he's going to blow the roof off the thing on Monday. So we'll have to tune in and see what that's all about. Okay? All right. You know, we're going to have to go to a break here. Oh, yes. It's break time. Break time is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. And when we return, we will continue with our headlines.
That is an avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get you, man, it's gonna get you. It's gonna get you, oh, no, gonna get you, oh, no. That is an avenue mentality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That is an avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya, man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya, oh no, gonna get ya, oh no. That is an avenue mentality.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Like a fool, keeps you in ball and chain, and in never increasing pain. But as you realize that you've been believing lies and you've been hypnotized by television lies, they tell you day is night. They tell you wrong is right, but I say, how do you like the way things are today? The things are today. Do you like the way? Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Do you like the way things are today? Hmm? Well, you are listening to the Samsel Report, coming to you live from St. Louis, Missouri. Visit my website at www.buildsamsel.net. That's www.buildsamsel.net. And that is the Samsel Report. Just type the Samsel Report into your favorite search engine. All right, we continue now, ladies and gentlemen. Our subject is the Boston bombing. Personally, I just hope that and pray that they don't decide to hit us again soon. You know, the 1-2-3 punch. Actually, it's quite possible. Things are heating up on a number of fronts. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in for a wild ride this summer. We continue with our headlines. Why government should be the first suspect in any terror attack? Why government should be the first suspect in any terror attack? There is official truth, and then there is everything else. Once events reach this point, an overwhelming number of people believe the authorities. They accept what is happening. The FBI must have it right. Reject all other possibilities. Well, this here article, you go to my website, click on this here article, get the full story by John Rappaport, the author of two books, The Matrix Revealed and Exit from the Matrix. It's a very good article. You should go there and check it out. Okay? All right? Okay. Let us continue. FBI tells America, believe us and no one else. Believe us and no one else. That's right. Go check that one out. We have another one here. Obama said what Obama said. He said, those responsible will feel the full weight of justice. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, you heard right. President Barack Obama vowed that those responsible will feel the full weight of justice. That is, unless, of course, the suspect is a Saudi national. See, then he gets deported, right? Before he answers any questions. We still don't know who did this or why, Obama said, adding, make no mistake, we will get to the bottom of this. That's what he said. Make no mistake, we will get to the bottom of this. Oh, man. Unless, of course, the suspect is a Saudi national, then he gets deported before he answers any questions. So, put that in your pipe and smoke it and see what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, let us continue with our headlines. The father of the Boston suspects, he claims that U.S. security services set up his sons. Oh, yes. The father says that the two are being framed. Now, who would do a dirty, rotten thing like that? Who would do a dirty, rotten thing like that? Frame two patsies, two innocents, two, you know, stooges? Who would do a thing like that? My goodness. Anyway, go to my website, click on that headline, check it out. Okay? So, in other news tonight, I know, that's all we've been inundated with. But we will now continue with other news right here on the Samsel Report. Okay, exposed the secret presidential chemtrail budget uncovered. Secret presidential chemtrail budget uncovered. How do you like them apples? Congress exceeds billions of dollars to spray the populace like roaches. Man, oh man, you have got to go check this one out. The question the world is asking now is, who in the world is spraying us? That's right. Isn't there a film out entitled Who in the World Is... I do believe that's true. Yes, there is a film out entitled that. The world is now demanding answers and accountability. This is a good article. A presidential chemtrail budget. Boys and girls, billions and billions of dollars spent to fill the atmosphere with chemicals. Oh, yes. This article exposes the whole dirty, rotten plan. The criminals in Washington are funding it. Oh, yes. So go to my website and check out that there headline. Okay? All right. We continue on now with our headlines. Okay. All righty. Hold on a second now here. Just hold on a second. Oh, hey. Why, it's the ice cream man. Anybody want ice cream? Anybody want ice cream man? No, that's just a signal for our next headline. Okay? All right. See if we get this right, okay? War veteran arrested for rudely displaying his rifle. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard right. Oh, yes. A decorated war veteran on a Boy Scout hike with his 15-year-old son was arrested alongside a Texas country road after a police officer accused him of rudely displaying his firearm. Oh, man. Look out. Look out. Now, here we go. How do you rudely display a firearm? Just how is that done? Do you stick it around your, or do you completely and with your, find out by going to my website. That's right. Find out by going to my website and clicking on War Veteran Arrested for Rudely Displaying His Rifle. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, we live in the Twilight Zone. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Let us now continue with our headlines. Here's another one. Here we go. Outrageous. That's right. That's how the Gadsden flag is being described in New York. Oh, yes, indeed. Outrageous. The Gadsden flag removed. They made them take it down by a New York town for being an offensive Tea Party symbol. Now, you know, with the Gadsden flag, for all who, if you don't know, the Gadsden flag is the one, it's the yellow flag with the rattlesnake on it, and it says, "Don't tread on me," okay? That is the Gadsden flag, all right? Very famous flag from our civil, from the Revolutionary War, okay? Got that? All right. What is the matter with the New York people these days? What's the matter for you? You got a problem? What do you got? Some kind of problem? What did you put this kind of offensive flag? What, are you kidding me? Ladies and gentlemen, a veterans organization wants to fly the Gadsden flag. Okay? This is a veterans organization. They want to fly the Gadsden flag. The city council said no. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The city council said no, you can't do that. It is a symbol of right-wing extremism. Right-wing extremism, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is offensive. Cover your eyes, kids. Don't let the kids look at that. My goodness. This all raises the inevitable question, what kind of person finds one of our nation's oldest historical symbols, one which exemplifies resistance to tyranny and the defense of liberty, to be offensive? See? What kind of person? Well, evidently, there's a whole bunch of them in New York that just have a problem with the Gadsden flag. Of course, I've got one on the bumper of my car. Uh-oh, look out. Look out, this guy. Look out for this guy. Oh, man, he must be one of them near right-wing extremist terrorist, you know, crazy people, conspiracy theorists or something. Man, oh, man, oh, man. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have another headline here. That's right, we have another headline here. A security exercise is planned around the upcoming Bilderberg meeting. Now, the Bilderbergers, I do believe that they are going to be gathering for their little get together, you know, their little social gathering there. And of course, nobody can get near the place. And they've got a security exercise. I guess they're going to have, the military involved in this? I mean, it's... Anyway, go to my website and check out this headline, okay? All right. Security exercise planned around upcoming Bilderberg meeting. Okay, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Now, I tell you what. That That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You have been listening to the Samsel Report. Okay? That's true. That's true. You can take that straight to the bank. Okay? And we have covered pretty well this Boston bombing thing. And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is we're just beginning with this. So there's going to be a lot more coming out about it, and there's going to be a lot more info, and a lot will unfold in the near future. So we're going to watch this develop and fall apart. We shall return after these few words.
Look out, it's gonna get ya, man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya, oh, no, gonna get ya, oh, no. Madison Avenue.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Madison Avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya, man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya, oh, it's gonna get ya, oh, no. Madison Avenue
mentality. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we live in the Twilight Zone. Oh, yes. Is it just me, ladies and gentlemen? Why do I automatically assume that it is a false flag situation. Well, anyway, that's my 2 cents worth. There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, Wild Bill's 2 cents worth about the entire Boston bombing thing. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, just remember, the mainstream media is a weapon being used to control and dumb down the population. Even as they are raped financially, their rights and liberty trampled upon, and America destroyed by design. Ladies and gentlemen, we come to the close of another SAMSL report. Hopefully things will change in the near future for the better. That's right. For the show as well. So, we'll let you know as soon as I find out what's happening, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I must be going. That's right, it's true, I must be going. Here we go.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. For if you go away, you'll spoil this party I am brewing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going.
Oh, yes. It's time for old Wild Bill to hit the trail. Tune in next week. Hopefully, I'll let you know, okay? In the meantime, this is Wild Bill saying to you all, free your mind and your ass will follow.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and greet the sunny weather.
Happy trails.